welcome back. Another episode of The Scenario. We are back. Finally, Matt.
Finally.
Word on the street is that people was like from the mad talking about
they weren't happy about it, man. They weren't happy about the mix-up.
They weren't cool with the
I just
giving saying. A dope concert still to step to, you know what I'm saying, to still rock with over the week.
I think they want the two-step, the full two-step. Mm. If you can't give the full two-step, just give us some throwback two-step.
So we should, at the beginning of the show, it should be like, neither one of us is here, to be like, he ain't here, y'all. So.
I think it's, if somebody not here, play your old hits.
But sometimes you got to keep dope new content going, though, man.
I think that was the argument, that it wasn't dope content.
It's got some good downloads, so, you know.
I mean, hey, that's the brand. The brand sells the brand. That's where it is.
That's real, man.
Hey, we got to keep it. Hey, I was told to give feedback.
That's real.
I was told to keep it where you said. Y'all keeping it real still? I said, I think we keeping it real.
Yeah.
To keep it this real. I was like, all right, fine. I'll keep it real on the show. You know me, I don't care. About time for people to not like me again anyway. It's been too long.
Hey, look. It'll with all the new stuff we're going to be having coming up, it's bound to happen.
It might be time for a face turn for me, though.
Well,
you
got
to take a heel turn.
Well, I wonder what it would be that I would take the heel turn with,
though. I don't know. People like you in general.
They don't?
You're a likable guy.
No, they don't.
Compared to me.
No, man. You're way more likable than me, man.
Oh, man. Okay.
Wait till you see this heel turn off in the turn of my regular life, and then you'll see.
Oh, shit. Okay. All right. Well, in other news, welcome back to this week's edition of The Scenario. We're about to have a strong three-week run coming up for you,
man.
Here. We got a lot of stuff on deck today. Next week, we have a very, very special holiday edition of The Scenario coming.
And they probably like, what holiday?
Well, the Halloween does count as a holiday.
Yes.
So it's whether you consider it to be just, you know, a nice day to dress up, have costumes, have fun, or if you consider it to be All Whores Day.
All Whores Day? Is that a designation?
Well, you know. I mean, like if you go to the club on Halloween night, you're going to see some things.
Question before we even get in that, though. What is the age cutoff limit for, like, women, I guess the women dressing slutty for Halloween, like, in general?
Is it an age cutoff or is it a lifestyle cutoff? Like, do you stop that when you get to a certain point, a certain age, or do you stop it when you finally got something, when you've got a fish in your net?
I think it's an intersectionality there, because if you had a kid young, that don't mean necessarily.
No, not a kid. I'm talking about a dude. Because you ain't finna be going out.
I didn't see some chicks do that, and they got a dude.
They do. What's they dude made out of, though?
This is 2018, man. We dealing with a whole bunch of Drakes out here.
All right, well then we ain't talking about no.
You talking about OG dudes?
We ain't talking about no porterhouse cut cap. we talking about some
official
bologna
tissue.
We talking about some bologna thin. She probably been in 6 relationships this year.
We'll talk about that in a minute.
We're gonna touch on that. We're gonna get around to that. So we got some heat on deck today.
Yeah.
The shop's back. LeBron, second edition. Got Drake out there. And on the heels of that, the NBA's back. In a completely different direction.
Ray Caruth is back. We had two.
The sons of Juice Thanos are picking up numbers.
Man,
so we're gonna touch on that today. We also got a couple of questions we're gonna get into. We got a few questions just, you know, for the people. We're gonna ask them to ourselves, but you consider these as you go through your life. We have to touch on what happened with the Conor McGregor, Khabib. Nuga Mammer Mammy Mammer Mammer match, and how that the wheels fell off of that thing. We got a brand new segment we bring into the show here, chronicling what's
going
on.
We do have one good email from last week, a great email.
Okay, well, I'll touch on it. Finally, we also have a question. We have another question. We have another question about the internet and how relationships come across on that. And finally, we have the main event where we're going to touch on civil rights hero Colin Kaepernick in a completely different light than he's been mentioned in of late. But let's touch on the email first.
All right, this one is from his title is "What's Good, Homies? Don't Use My Real Name." So JD, my name is.
Do we know him?
No, we don't know.
Okay.
My name is JD. SLC, the original Shogun, is coming back. Javon has moved back in town. We'll definitely be coming out with some of that heat. Not as frequently as the other one was, but we'll be doing at least once or twice a month. Me and Javon have already discussed that. We may even transition into a Hood Classics movie review show.
Where's Teddy and Rem at?
Teddy's got a kid. He's very...
Teddy's retired?
We'll see.
Okay.
and Rem is DJing across the country.
So. Okay, that's fair.
Rem will be back with Javon. Teddy is a must show. Oh, we'll see.
Teddy is fair weather. If the weather's
Teddy
right.
Teddy is Dennis Edwards from The Temptations.
Oh, okay. All right.
You're not sure if he's going to show up at the show, but it's a great thing if he does.
Okay, that's fair.
He says, I sent a raw knob back in the day. I've been rocking y'all for a minute. Love the scenario as well. I got an orphan, y'all, but it's all good. Anyone to know if y'all seen the Tales from the Hood 2? It's not as good as the original, but you see what they try to do at the end is Sci-Fi Channel greatness. Reverse racist killer robot. And they did an Emmett Till story. You got to laugh for all the wrong reasons. By the way, I'm in Memphis. Native ties to the STL. I worked at a gas station my aunt owned. The BP on Natural Bridge back in the day across from the Popeyes. So, I got to think. This is Natural Bridge from across from the Popeyes. Is he talking about Natural Bridge and Henley? Because that's the Popeyes I'm thinking on Natural Bridge. Or he's talking about Natural Bridge and Jenny Station Road. That's what he's thinking about. Yeah, that's what he's talking about. Or Keeneland or whatever it is. Keeneland or whatever it is there. Because it's a Phillips 66 now. And that Popeyes is now a Chinese restaurant.
Okay.
Across from the Popeyes. Don't know if it's still there. And the walk-up gas station further down Natural Bridge in the hood. One of y'all might know some of the Brimbies. I'm not sure any Brimbies. Got found in the East St. 2. That gas station is in the poster spot before the club. This is around 01, 02, and 02. So I don't think that was the spot. Oh, maybe people coming out of Saints. And that was that gas station right there. I think that Phillips 66 used to be a Amoco.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
I kinda geography. Think. I'm not great at throwback geography.
I used to be all over the industrial district. I used to be all up in the city. I got stories. I will share them in later emails. I used to be all over the industrial district. Pink Slip used to let military and free. I can believe they closed because we talked about that last week. We gave an RIP to the great Pink Slip.
Okay.
SNL Rub was my SNL Rub was my spot on the low. Do you remember SNL Rub?
No.
This is what you're going to is a deep strip club persona here. I remember Soft Touch, but not SNL. I may need to get a call up. We need to get Tap on the show. Because he is a strip club connoisseur and he goes way back to 98 with this. So we made it get Tap on. I never liked strip clubs.
I was 13 in 98.
Yeah, he said this is 0102. So
okay.
I never liked strip clubs, but the Pink Slip with the strippers could give you a preview before you could take the next door for the full package cut straight to the chase. That's why he didn't want us to read his bring up her name. I see. I even brought strippers from Memphis up there on that hustle. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Club Onyx, I was there partying with the white folks. The monastery was jumping back then, too. That's all I had. Just wanted to pop up with the crew with y'all random podcast dropping asses. I have to check the feeds every day to get surprised by an episode. Still fuck with y'all heavies. Till the next time. Peace.
Well, scenarios every Friday.
Right, yeah, we
lock
come
in.
Every.
Lock in. Scenarios every Friday.
We there.
So
we there all the time.
Daryl's got other ventures that he's dropping through. Actually, I guess maybe it's a good time to. Well, we can do it at the end of the show.
What, the pub, the Me and Raven joint?
No. Talk about some of the
the network situation we got.
Some of the not that. That ain't yet. Talk about the distribution changes. Like, we're going to have a different brand.
Oh, yeah. All the brand and everything's going to be changed.
We got some new stuff coming up soon, but we're going to let y'all know what's up with that. But anyway, appreciate the emails and hitting on that. All right, man. So just before we tuned into this, I had to turn on the new episode of The Shop on HBO for Daryl so he could peep it, see what was going on.
Had to record it at home, didn't chance to watch it.
Yeah, The Shop is...
I watched the BET Hip Hop Awards instead before I came over.
You're spending your time doing other stuff.
So I was sitting there doing work and I was like, should I watch The Shop or the BET Hip Hop Awards? I was like, let me just see how far I'm away from the youth. And then I watched the BET Hip Hop Awards.
We can do a whole show on how you find out how you understand how old you are. I could easily get in on that game. But, you know, The Shop came back. LeBron James, all new cast for the second episode.
It was in a basement for this one, it looked like.
No, it was in a barbershop.
But I'm saying a barbershop basement because they came down. They were in some catacombs
and shit.
Oh, I don't
know. It could have been anywhere. It was one of them fancy niche barbershops. But
$100 a haircut barbershop.
So you add $100, $10.
Shout out to we'll talk about one of my barbers later on because I go back and forth between barbers.
Yeah, and I got a problem with that. So
my location though, it's because of location.
We're gonna bring it up.
But my barber is also one of my barbers is Jason Tatum's barber.
Okay, anyway, we'll get to that.
Shout out to Jules though. He was in Slam magazine.
Hey man, don't be jumping you getting excited. We talking about The Shop. We talking about LeBron James Shop.
The Shop. Yep.
So LeBron James has second episode. He had Ben Simmons, Victor Oladipo, Elena Del Dunn from the WNBA. Mm-hmm. Shout out to her. I think I said that in the right order.
They won all this year, didn't they?
Yeah, Mystics. Yeah, they balled out. And Mo Bamba. Mo Bamba, he had a Young Bloods mm-hmm. and kind of an outside basketball show to start it off, which is a good conversation. You know, LeBron kicking the old head knowledge at them, really telling them how to build up their brand, things mm-hmm. to look at, just kind of the adjustments in the league. But I think the main event everybody was tuning in for was a conversation with Drake on the back end. And, like, you know, we was having a conversation where I was like, it makes sense for Drake and Brian just to be talking to each other one-on-one because it's like a top-of-the-game type of conversation yeah. as opposed to a mixer with everybody else.
But I would like to see, like, high-profile people in mixer situations, though, just to...
You talking about, like, the highest-profile people?
I would love Jay-Z to be in a mixer situation, though, just because it would just... These other people with their perspectives may be able to talk to Jay-Z and be like, oh, snap, I didn't even think about that. Just different styles of thinking all in one room, kind of a think tank situation.
You see, my thing is, it's got to be a lot of top dogs like that, though, because you can't have, like...
Well, no, I ain't saying you're going to have...
You can't have, like, you couldn't have, like, my thing was, I was, like, saying, you know, I don't really need to see Victor Oladipo and Mo Bamba and them cats talking to Drake.
But I'm saying, like, I would have loved Michael Bennett in the room with somebody.
But they
John
had that.
Stewart. No, but I'm saying with a Drake.
Like see, I'm against that, though. I'm against that, though, because that conversation was a different conversation than the one.
Right, he had a lot to get off his chest, though. It was more of an interview situation. That wasn't the really.
It was. I felt like it was a relating thing, though, because, I mean, LeBron and him was both talking about growing up with, you know, separate families and mm-hmm. how that impacted fatherhood for them and different things like that. Like, it ended up being a thing where Drake was kind of commenting on a lot of stuff that went on, but, like, the whole first half of it was a different thing. Just like that week, that first episode was a different thing. You know, and so I feel like what Michael Bennett and Draymond and all of them was talking about in that first episode couldn't really resonate the same way with Drake, and you wouldn't have got the same extent of conversation.
No, I get
Drake.
Why they did it, but I said I would like to see people with high profile in situations like that. You know, like
a highest profile, because yeah. everybody on the show is high profile.
Right, right. I mean, yeah, everybody is yeah, that's yeah, on there.
Everybody, like, everybody. But yeah. yo, shout out for how it's gone so far. Shout out to Maverick Carter. For emceeing it, like kind of being the arbiter in the middle of a good way.
And shout out to LeBron for letting, because LeBron could literally lead the show if he wanted to. He's still a great personality. Mm-hmm. But for him to fall back and be like, Mav, kind of you kind of be the moderator and kind of been running this.
Yeah.
You know.
It's real talk.
That's dope.
It's real rap. Like, that's how it goes. Like, you know what I'm saying? You got somebody in there. We're still a little bit of an interview situation for Brian, but Mav is doing a good job of putting it together, man. Maverick Carter really is out here like as like a next level entrepreneur. Like, on a whole nother level. But, you know, so second issue of The Shop, yo, really broke down the beef with Pusha T and Drake and how Kanye really, really knifed him in the back for real with the whole thing.
Oh, like, yeah, that's...
Kanye 100% is on the motherfucking MAGA train because he out here really living his creed. He really out here living his creed, knifing cats in the back, telling them lies up front, doing something completely different, using them. Like, Drake's talking about how he had him fly all the way out to Wyoming just to sit work there and listen on his album.
And work on his album and give him ideas on his album.
Right. Like, he really out here using folks up now. Like, he might be the real Juice Thanos. He juicing cats in a whole nother way.
There'll never be another Juice Thanos. This is blasphemy to even say this.
He's like Magneto.
OJ has put in years.
He's like Magneto at least.
Juice Thanos has put in years.
Where is Kanye West on the hierarchy of evil right now?
He's still one of the rings, one like, of the jewels. Just because his
Chicago trying to give him up, like all my cats from Chicago
know,
is
yeah.
like trying to give
but
him up.
Is he's more Anakin Skywalker for real? That's more of the best
Anakin, huh?
Yeah, you got to think he's the.
So you think there's a redemption coming for Ye though?
No, we don't know that. We didn't know that when Darth Vader was Darth Vader for 30 years before he became the redemption. So we don't know when this redemption could happen. Remember, dude, you got to think, Kanye was the most beloved even throughout all his bullshit, all his antics. People loved him because he was just supposedly real.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, he's a sucker. Everybody be like, oh, my, it got me. You know how many people say that they got into hip-hop because of College Dropout?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, he's that deal, though.
He's undone it.
Yeah,
he's back
it.
At the beginning now. He's erased all his good.
All of it, man. And
who's had a quicker fall off? Than Kanye West. Like, who's made a quicker, stronger heel turn? This is like the only thing I can relate this to is when Hulk Hogan came out and dropped the leg on Sting, brother.
Yeah, I mean, that was fake.
It felt real to me
yeah,
at 12.
No, yeah, no, I know. When NWO start popping, I get it.
Like Kanye West joined the NWO.
Yeah. Oh, I guess looking back, maybe LeBron at the time.
See, LeBron
but I'm talking about for people in general. That was a heel turn for people. People start hating LeBron then, and that's why people start liking KD, was because he was basically.
But all the while, KD was in the NWO too.
Yeah, exactly. They just didn't know. He was basically Macho Man. They didn't know.
Wow. This is a massive heel turn, dog. Like, I don't know who else could turn around. Like, we saw he was floating the heel turn for a little while, just being quote unquote eccentric. But now he done went all the way to the right.
People, it was like when Anakin was acting up in 3, like, I want to do this, I want to do that. People were like, but he's still the chosen one. Like, people always would bump for him and be like, but he's the chosen one. Give him his time.
Meanwhile, Samuel was sitting there like, I don't know about this nigga.
I don't trust this nigga. That's exactly what he said. And then, even worse, remember when he got pissed off, and this is the thing, when he got pissed off, they won't make a Master Jedi, remember?
Mm-hmm.
And he got pissed.
That's unheard of.
Right. He got pissed. That's when Kanye got dissed by Barack Obama. That was his heel turn. Slash when Jay-Z didn't show up at his wedding. That was the same exact thing for that.
Okay.
That was his moment on the Anakin joint.
Okay.
Where Anakin felt like, fuck the Jedi Council. When y'all made me a Master Jedi, I'm supposed to be the chosen one.
Right.
And I'm not a Master Jedi yet. Even though, motherfucker, you're only 26. Like,
right. You're trying to do your finishing class and you ain't even, you know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't even at that point yet. Okay. That's fair. I can hear that. So, anyway.
We're not getting into Kanye anymore.
Yeah,
man.
No.
I don't want to give him no fucking energy in general.
He'll write his way.
But I do think it's sad that it's niggas out here that's fucking believing this bullshit he's saying. I do want to say that, though.
There's people that but we went over this some episodes back, people going to always cape for what they want to cape in.
Yeah, you know, and it's just random. And it's like, I guess learning from such a new in the podcast, just realizing getting older, there's going to be always somebody's going to ride with something.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be one person with you. You could be like, I need to eat my shit. It's like, I knew I heard it was good for you. It'll be some person that'll be riding with you on that.
Yo, you need to eat more shit, dog.
Damn, I knew it got high fiber in it and everything.
Bro, that's like broke down everything to like the essentials. And you'd be like, dog, you straight out here eating shit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he got a whole tribe of people that's doing it, like 50 followers.
Next thing you know, it's the new keto diet.
Or you the Branch Davidians.
Oh, boy. You Kanye fans, you are the Branch
Davidians.
Move to Waco or whatever the hell is going on down there. Anyway, man, the shop is back. Check that out. HBO On Demand. You can check it out on HBO. You can check it out on your Fire Stick. Get it how you live. I don't care how you find it. Just find it out. Support that type of programming. Meanwhile, also speaking of LeBron James, yo, the NBA back. It's time. It's like Black New Year's. Black New Year's in the fall.
Is this cutting into the NFL? Do you think this they're starting the season earlier than normal this year, for you won't have as many back to backs.
Last year, the first year they started.
But I'm saying, are they cutting into the football's kind of time normally?
Nah, you can't fuck with the NFL. NFL a whole different thing. I mean, ratings wise, it don't make no difference.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, they still not. If they really was trying to go up against the NFL, they'd put their opening night on Thursday when the NFL got a game on. Not Tuesday and Wednesday when there ain't no NFL.
So you don't think LeBron on Thursday is going to get more?
LeBron's on tonight. Wednesday.
It's on Wednesday? Okay.
Yeah, they're not putting LeBron up against the NFL.
I think LeBron could win on it versus the NFL. For a Thursday night game?
Can't touch it.
Some bullshit Thursday night game?
NFL Thursday night games be the highest rated thing on primetime TV. Go look it up. You can't touch the NFL when it comes to ratings. It ain't going to happen.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, it's NBA back, though. It's going to be an interesting season. You know, here's my thing. People get upset. Like, you know, the Warriors got DeMarcus Cousins. The Warriors might win the title. But, I mean, all right, that's fine. I would expect the Warriors to win the title. Celtics looked dope last night. We were recording this on Wednesday night.
Yeah.
Celtics looked dope on opening night. Yeah, and they're going to be dope. But in the end, the Warriors are going to win. Hey, spoiler alert. The Warriors is going to win the finals.
Again.
Don't let that ruin the march to the finals for you
Don't let it ruin Anthony Davis maybe going to Boston and make it real interesting for that finals.
I think Anthony Davis is headed out west if he goes anywhere. Boston, I think Boston keeping that core together. Boston got it worked out already.
They got too many pieces. They talking about they might get 2 first round picks this year.
This is how you know the Boston Celtics is going to have the number one pick in the draft this year. Mm-hmm. The Sacramento Kings pick, if it's the number one overall pick, it go to the Sixers. If it's 2 or lower, it goes to the Celtics. Hey, speaking of the NBA being back, a few things ain't changed. The Kings suck.
I might be going to a Kings game too.
God damn, why?
Because when I'm in San Francisco, Golden State game, their Golden State is on a road trip down to Texas.
So you're going to go to Sacramento?
I just want to go to, yeah, it's an hour and a half. I was thinking about driving, renting a car and going out there. It's Sacramento versus the Bulls though too.
Shit.
So. I know, but I'm a Bulls fan. It makes sense.
You man. Sure?
I'm about to show you what ticket prices are for where I can sit at. You're going to be like, God damn, you could buy the whole row for your goddamn self and put my beer in each a beer in each fucking seat.
And just move down every few minutes every and just beer. Drink a beer from it until the beer is done.
And be bougie about anybody trying to sit in my section.
I don't like Kings Bulls games this year because that ain't a gimme game for the Bulls to lose. Because the Bulls don't need to be winning no games.
We don't need to be losing no winning no games.
All right, so we did Let's a little bit of this last year, so we're just going to do a real quick one because we got a lot to hit on a lot to hit on tonight. But, all right, so the Warriors are going to win the title.
Yes.
Spoiler alert, once again. This is your spoiler alert NBA preview right here.
MVP.
Hold up. Before we do that, though, I just want to do this real quick. So if we're going to continue to do the spoiler alert, let's just get this all the way out the way right now. Let's scratch teams off that ain't got no chance in hell. So let's just get it going right now. First and foremost, the Charlotte Hornets.
Nothing.
I mean, they might be like an 8 or a 7 in the East. If they keep Kemba, no chance in hell. number one, again, the Atlanta Hawks.
Lottery, here they come.
Certainly no chance in hell.
How many shots will Trey shoot, though?
Oh, man, how many shots can you get in 48 minutes? How many minutes is he playing?
Could he do one a minute?
Is he playing?
Could he put up 48
How many?
Shots?
We think he's playing 32 minutes a night? 33
so 32 shots, 32 minutes?
Yeah, at least. At least. We're going to have a brand new Monte Ellis, O.J. Mayo on the court with this cat. Chicago Bulls, no chance in hell.
No. We don't need to. We don't have the core anyway. Even if we made an 8 seed, it'd be a step back anyway. It'll set us back 2 or 3 more years.
Let's just hit all three of these teams at one time. Brooklyn Nets, New York Knicks, Orlando Magic. Nope.
Knicks are hoping for Kevin Durant to come, and hopefully they can get the Apex Predator to come on board, too.
They trying to do something. But I nothing nice ever happens for the Knicks. So
and Porzingis should actually sit out this whole year. If he was smart, he should sit out the whole year.
I think Kevin Durant's going to the Clippers if he goes anywhere.
Why do you think that?
Because Steve Ballmer going to put that money behind him and lay them endorsements in his lap. Kevin Durant ain't headed east ever again in his life. Ever. That brother like it out there on that coast. He's staying there. So the 9 scratch-offs I got right here, at least teams that can make the upper half of the playoffs, are the Celtics, the Raptors, the Wizards, and the Sixers, and the Pacers. Those are the top 5 teams in the East. That leaves us with a little middle class here as well, that we need to just decide who's getting sifted out and who's not.
Pacers.
The Cleveland Cavs, the Detroit Pistons, the Miami Heat. Oh, I forgot about the Milwaukee Bucks. I'm sorry. They'll be a top 3 seed.
The
Milwaukee Bucks. They'll be up there. Mm-hmm. So that bridge between pure shit and anonymity in the East is the Cavs, the Pistons, and I guess the Warriors sit on that fence too. Cavs, Pistons.
I mean, you think
not Warriors, the Wizards. The Wizards. Okay.
I don't even think the Cavs made the playoffs on the low.
I think they will. They got a little bit more talent than people was giving them credit for, especially when you lay them down next to the Pistons and the Hornets and the Heat.
Because the Pistons, they got Drummond and
Blake Griffin,
and Reggie Jackson, but that ain't.
No.
Ain't nothing to shout about.
That's a frustrating ass team that gets the 13th pick.
Yeah.
You'd be like, can y'all just decide if y'all going to be bad or good?
Just go ahead and lose if we can go ahead and get Zion Williamson and keep it moving.
Yeah, he's going to be headed to ATL or to Boston probably.
That'd be the worst spot for Zion Williamson to be Atlanta.
Atlanta, I don't think, is a prosperous place for most.
No, I'm saying like for a little young cat that kind of looked like that, he looked like somebody like an Antoine Walker-ish look where he would just blow money like that, like, and just be at the strip club.
Damn, you don't even know this man. You just looked at him and said he looked like Antoine Walker.
So. He's from South Carolina. You know how the South Carolina players are. They like to blow money. Shout
Davion
out to
Clowney?
No, I was thinking about more NBA, Tracy McGrady. Tracy McGrady did good with his money.
Yeah, Tracy McGrady was great.
Kevin Garnett, did good with his money. But then you also have the great Jermaine O'Neal who's playing in the Big 3 that came out of South Carolina as well. So it depends on which way you
look. He playing because he got to, or he playing because he still is like, I got to retire a little early because I don't want to run no more.
I don't know.
Well, I guess we don't. That's it.
Have you heard about Jermaine O'Neal doing well with his money? But we don't know.
We don't know. Last thing I like to do is assume that all NBA players is fucking off, because that ain't true. A lot of these cats is living real good still. All right, let's head out west real quick. Quick scratch offs out west. Memphis.
Ooh.
Memphis.
That Conley contract is hurting them.
The Suns, the Kings, and after that, the Clippers. And after that, you got to have a conversation about everybody else out there. So the Warriors, they're going to probably make the playoffs. I'm going to go out on a limb and say the Warriors are going to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
Hey, the Utah Jazz play strong defense and can get the ball around.
They'll fuck around and get up to a three seed too this year.
The Jazz could be solid. Jazz could be real solid. New Orleans Pelicans, as long as Anthony Davis don't die, they got a chance to make it all the way up to a five seed.
They need to trade them now.
All the way up to a five seed out there. Now, an interesting team is the Dallas Mavericks.
With Doncic and...
Doncic and DeAndre Jordan and Harrison Barnes and maybe the Dirk Farewell Tour and Dennis Smith Jr. They got some shooters.
So you said they could get a 7-8 seed?
They feel like a 9.
Like just missing?
They feel like a 9 or a 10.
But I could see Dirk like, fuck that. I'm going to go out hard this last week.
I could see Doncic coming over here and being God at MC level because he's been running that floor.
And he's in a smaller market. That was not a small market. He's not on the scene where he can kind of be low key though.
He's straight. He's in a good place for him. Good talent around him. Got a good owner that'll do some stuff for him. Mm-hmm. Denver Nuggets. Sleeper team.
Shout out to Iowa State Zone.
Shout out to Monte Moore. Shout out to the 12th man.
No, he's starting. He's going to start.
Jamal Murray's starting.
Oh, no, I'm assuming he's right behind him.
Okay.
Monte Ellis. You got Monte Ellis in my head. Morris.
He's in Atlanta inhabiting the body of Trae Young. Shout out to the Houston Rockets. They're going to be strong still no matter what.
How many shots Carmelo going to put up during his 16 minutes?
How many weeks is it going to take for him and James Harden to be tussling?
Oh, you saying the fight's happening eventually.
It's got to happen eventually. Because CP3 going to just sit on the side and be like, y'all need to break this up because I ain't getting in there because I don't care
but
about
CP3
you.
But CP3 is the one that really argues with people the most. He's the one that's
He's a good
like,
teammate. He just fight with the refs.
No, but the people don't like him. Like Blake Griffin didn't like him. DeAndre Jordan didn't like him. Because
he'd be yelling at them and hurting their feelings. I'm going to skip this team. We're going to talk about them last. Next, Minnesota Timberwolves. It might be the days of our lives team of the year. I hope Jimmy Butler stay in Minnesota as long
just
as possible.
Just to keep that hourglass for for that soap opera going.
I'm here for chaos. I'm here for pure chaos. Minnesota Timberwolves could be a playoff team. Could be a playoff team if Jimmy Butler sticks around. Could be. There's a chance. Not completely ridiculous. Maybe Derrick Rose resurrects himself. I couldn't get it out. I tried to.
Does Jimmy Butler become the unofficial assistant coach, though, at this point? Like, where you just get an extra
Jimmy
check?
Jimmy Butler going to be slapping niggas like Bernie Mac on Head of State. He just going to walk into the arena and just slap people.
Oh, shit.
Next, Portland Trailblazers. Trailblazers blew up on the scene last year. It was a little bit of an overshoot to me, though.
They're going to have to break their team up in a minute.
I feel like Bill Simmons said he feels like there's a way that Damian Lillard ends up in L.A. this year.
Jesus.
I was like,
that?
Wow.
What pieces were they, was he saying? What pieces did he say they was giving up?
He was just saying he feels like that's the numbers trade right there. I was like,
Jesus.
Well, if you can get him this year and get Kawhi over the summer, you're in a good place out west.
Does Kawhi leave Toronto, though? It's some bad women in Toronto.
I don't know what – I don't understand.
But I don't know how he moves, though.
Listen, so it's not, man.
I don't know his motivations. He's living in an apartment, I think, up to like 2 years ago or something in San Antonio.
I don't think Kawhi Leonard even knows he gets a check.
And he had like a Jeep Cherokee like from college or some crazy shit.
Yeah, I don't know if he even realizes he gets a check.
Maybe somebody know, though. Because his uncle is like runs his shit.
He gets an allowance of his own money from his uncle, it sounds like. I don't know.
But his uncle is the one that was putting it out there that he wanted to be. Kawhi never said it. It was his uncle said, like, hey, he went up out of here.
Kawhi ain't got no time to be talking. He just like, whatever. So, all right, two more teams before we touch the team of the hour. Mm-hmm. San Antonio Spurs. They had a crossroads. They had a real crossroads. And they lost Deontay Murray, too. Mm-hmm. So, like, they had a crossroads. Like, it's coming down to, but they still got DeMar DeRozan and LaMarcus Aldridge. Maybe the most passive combination of superstars I've ever seen on one team in my life.
The most millennial, too, almost.
LaMarcus is pretty.
But he's real sensitive, though.
Well, yeah. He's prima donna shit, you know. I don't know. I'm on DeMar's side. Like, I feel like you got to understand the business, but DeMar got They sold him the bad business, though.
Yeah, oh, no, they did.
They definitely sold him the bad business. They treated him like that new edition contract.
Oh.
And then finally, the Oklahoma City Thunder. Like, so now you got Melo out the way. Huh?
You said about the Lakers.
That's the last team. I ain't got there yet. So the Oklahoma City Thunder. So they got Melo out of the way. Mm-hmm. You got Paul George there. You got Westbrook. You got Steven Adams, who might be the gangster of the league.
With a go-to for the white man.
Yep. Who got voted the toughest player in the league, and he looked at him, and he looked at the reporter and told him and said, do I get a bonus?
Right, like, this is a real, like, is this in my contract?
And he looked at him like, I don't get a bonus? Shit don't matter. Yeah. Great interview. Looked at Steven Adams' interview up. So, you know, that top five or six.
He's basically a big man's Adam Morrison. Have you ever noticed that? He looks like Adam Morrison, but a bigger Adam Morrison.
He looks like a James Franco character.
From any of his movies.
Yes, from any movie.
Pineapple Express.
Yes, Pineapple Express mixed with a little bit of the Deuce. That's on stilts. That's Steven Adams.
Hey, that's real. That's real.
So the West, again, is 6-7 deep off tops. Mm-hmm. 6-7, at least a strong 5 deep, mm-hmm. even though it don't really matter because the Warriors are going to win. But, you know, at least, you know, there'll be some good matchups to tune in on. 100%. Great, it's a great league pass season. Mm-hmm. But we got to hit it, man. L.A. Lakers. Over under at 48.5 wins for the Lakers this year. What you take?
48.5 is the thing?
Yeah, let's say that's the over under.
Damn, man. You think they're going to lose 30-some games?
And what you think?
More I'm sitting there thinking about it, looking at. Sounds about right. Maybe.
See, here's my prediction for the Lakers this year. They're going to play the first half with these team, and then LeBron going to go in and say, all right, I need some West Side shooters with me. And then they're going to package some of these cats together and bring in Kyle Korver first and foremost. And then
he already called Kyle and said, you'll be here by January. Yeah, don't worry.
And then they'll start negotiating with either Anthony Davis or Damian Lillard, and they'll get a star to go with them.
A sign and trade situation.
No signing trade. I'm talking about this year. Like when they revamped the Cavs in the middle of the season. Yeah, they're going to go out and get what they need to get, and then they'll figure it out from there, and then they'll just go into real overload mode in the summer. I think the Lakers are going to be two different teams this year. I think there's going to be first half Lakers, then there's going to be playoff push Lakers. So I'm going to say the over at 51 wins this year.
Ooh.
For the L.A. Lakers.
Okay.
With LeBron as a top three MVP finalist.
Oh, man. I don't know about that one. That's a tough one, man. I'm gonna go with the under on that, man.
You under 48.5? You
got I got them right at 48, so I mean.
Okay, it's the under. You're taking the under. Okay. Yeah. 48 win season for the Lakers.
Yeah.
So are you going for everybody else? Is it Warriors Celtics finals?
Yeah. I mean, I think we go out and can book tickets and stuff, actually, if you want
to. I'm interested to see the shakeup. I think there's going to be some teams that's going to put the push in the East.
Like, I was thinking about even just getting a hotel room in Boston and randomly, just in general.
I'd rather go to Oakland if I could pick a place.
Boston's fun, man. Dude, I told you, Boston's.
Yeah, no, but if I could pick.
Right, no, but I'm saying, but Boston, everything is, like, right there. Like, Oakland, you got everything's spread out. You know what I'm saying? Like literally. Everything in Boston is right there. We can walk drunk, do whatever. It's like kind of small, like
Philadelphia. It's like that old school type.
Yeah, exactly. Everything, the city is like there mm-hmm. for you.
So NBA season back, man. We'll you know, got plenty of time to get into that.
We'll get into it.
Who's your MVP? You said MVP. Who you think your MVP is going to be?
I think James Harden might fuck around and repeat.
I don't think they're going to give it to him again.
You think this year out of principality? Or maybe you think Giannis maybe?
I think it might be a Giannis year, man. He got the team that's going to be make or break on his back. They can rise up in that East. They could be a 2 seed in the East.
Easy.
You know what I'm saying? If he gets a 2 seed in the East, I mean, it's been a little while since somebody out East won MVP.
I mean, LeBron James.
Yeah. What? 5 years ago. No, 6 years ago.
Yeah.
He had 2 Stephs, a Durant, a Westbrook, and a Harden.
Yeah.
Might be about time for the East. I think the East is better this year than it's been in a while.
What would it take for Anthony Davis to third 3 seed in the West with the Pelicans if he stayed there?
He's got to stay healthy, man. He could win it. Yeah, he could win it. He got to stay healthy though.
Yeah.
Like I had a fantasy basketball draft the other night, and I had the number 2 pick. My guy, shout out Thomas Gardner, used to play for Mizzou. It's his league. He had the number 1 pick somehow. Somehow, TG, you ended up with the number 1 pick. He took Anthony Davis. I had them all queued up at number 2. I was going AD at number 2, so that's how I feel about them. I had them over Harden, and I had them over Giannis. Like, sky's the limit for AD, man. I mean, he pulled that team up. They ain't had nothing on it last year and made them into a four seed?
Yeah, they were four seed.
So, like, that's he's
Oh, no, five, and then he won their first round game.
Five, yeah. He the best.
But it was five or four.
He's the best big man to hit the NBA since Tim Duncan. So, like.
I agree with that.
Think about it. But anyway, man, NBA back. We'll touch on that.
He actually can be better than Tim Duncan because he's got a three-pointer.
He's not a bad player than Tim Duncan, though.
I'm saying he can be, I'm saying.
I don't think that the shooting even tells a story about Tim Duncan. Tim Duncan was changing. Tim Duncan was a 10-time first-team all-defensive.
No. I'm with you. I'm just saying his game is a little bit more versatile.
Ray Caruth back, too.
Shout out to Ray Caruth.
Really? Shout out to Ray Caruth?
Yeah. Shout out to Ray-Ray. Ray-Ray, I said this on the podcast that me and Raven had. If we can get you and OJ in the same room on 60 Minutes, I would love to produce.
Wait, you and Raven were talking about Ray Caruth?
Yeah.
Did she even know who Ray Caruth is?
Yeah, she knew who it was. Because I thought I showed her.
Oh.
She's like, oh, I remember that case.
What the hell? That is a random ass topic.
Our first episode was
You was random. Just excited to talk about Ray Caruth.
I just injected him into that conversation.
You couldn't wait to come on here.
And we were talking about Black Klansmen. So, like, I injected him into Black Klansmen somehow. Made sure I did.
Okay.
Shout out to Ray-Ray, man.
Don't be giving our content away.
Shout out to Ray-Ray, though, man.
Hey, man, this is your time. Go for it.
Yeah, look, man, Ray-Ray. You are a horrible individual. We all know this.
Gotta need to get some violin music.
But yo, I need you to either go hard in the public like OJ when he got off, or do you just stay low key? Don't do no in between. Don't be in no random games. Don't wear your jerseys, the Panthers games or whatever. None of that. I need you to stay low key. Go be with your son that was born from. When you killed your baby mama or had her killed, or go hard. I need you to go hard, like being in music videos and shit. And then you get out of a trunk in every music video. Like, that's your whole kind of, like, thing. You get out of the trunk and the smoke pop up. You know what I'm saying? Because you've been smoking that Doja in the trunk.
He cannot get out of a trunk.
Every video, he should get out of a trunk.
Oh, God.
And the smoke come out. You know, like, remember how Snoop needs to be in the car on the smoke come out? He get out the trunk, though. And he passing out blunts, you know, for the young cats.
You are off the reservation. Here,
no, but Ray Caruth, welcome to the Juicenos crew. I'm sure he will pick you up off waivers to be one of his children. And that is all. Shout out to Ray Caruth, man. Do that in music videos, man. Get out the trunk with the smoke, man. What we got next?
I got nothing. I got a couple questions that I need to bring. Mm-hmm. A few topics have come up around the world as I view things. And this first one is going to go out. I think you'll be uniquely positioned to speak to this.
Yes.
Thumbs up or thumbs down? Mm-hmm. Barbershop polygamy. Meaning, is it okay to be on the active roster for two different barbershops at one time?
Yes.
Why?
Location.
Continue. Explain yourself.
I'm on active roster for two barbers right now. Shout out to Rich Penn. He's my barber when I'm up north. My daughter's school is right next to my other barber. And it's enticing. Anytime I pick her up, he's literally a block away. It's like, well, damn. I don't have to drive all the way north. I live west. I'm driving to the south side to go pick her up from school. It makes sense for me to go that block and get my hair cut sometimes.
Now, before this moment, even before this moment, mm-hmm. are your barbers aware...
Yes.
Of your polygamistic state.
Yes. They know about what location I'm in is designated on who I'm going to see.
So you an old Utah-ass nigga.
You goddamn right.
You got two barbers.
I'm Brigham Young himself.
So you got to give that holiday bonus out twice? That little special envelope with that extra cheese?
And if I was doing parties, I'd have them both in for free.
Oh, my goodness.
When I was doing parties, I would have my barber in for free. I would have to let them both in for free.
This is a... I'm not here to
question... No. And normally... I would agree that what you're finna say, but having a kid and having like all kind of shit, convenience becomes key. They're both dope barbers, so it's not like I'm losing.
First of all, don't blame this on your daughter.
No.
I'm not having that.
I'm not blaming it on her. I'm just
I feel like
you
bringing her into this as a, you know what though? It was about state lines. if you across state lines, it don't count. I cannot abide by this. This is like having two teams in the same sport. This is like being like, oh, my team playing my other team this weekend. Oh, I'm a Cavs fan.
I get it. No,
but
I
I'm also a Celtics fan.
Under normal circumstances, I 100% agree with you. But as of my age and my child, some things have to break different
Stop
ways.
Stop blaming this on your child. So and your age? Oh, you're just tearing yourself apart.
Yeah,
huh?
I'm just my age, man. I'm getting old, man.
So you forget which one to go to?
No, don't forget. I just be like lazy and be like, well, he right there, though.
That is the why women be saying that we ain't shit.
Right.
If it's one thing that I've always been
and
able to
and we cheat
not-
with the eight ladies, like we cheat with the chick that's in close proximity.
Oh, no.
It's just like black on black crime. You do
offense?
Crime against
what's a bigger offense? Cheating on your girlfriend or your barber?
Cheating on your barber is the worst offense.
See?
No, I'm real foul out here though, man. And that's why I'm real foul out here and I feel bad. Like so I'd never post neither one of their pictures when they cut my hair. You know what I'm saying? For the other one, won't be mad.
But you like both of them on Instagram.
I love
though.
Them. Yeah, I love them both.
Which one is your main squeeze? Who is your side barber and who is your main barber?
I'm not going to put that on there.
Oh.
I'm not going to put that on there.
Oh, but just bring it out. We're going to bring them both out right now.
I'll be like, can y'all cut me up real quick while we talking this shit?
Whichever one of y'all.
No, Matt would be like, well, shit, since you here, you cut both of us off.
I'm sticking with my noob. I'm sticking with my noob. It's a family ties. I drive my ass over there to West Florida.
No, but both of them are dope barbers, though, man. And shout out to Jules, though, man. He's been in GQ Magazine and in Slam with Jason Tatum. Shout out to him, man.
You cut Randy Orton hair?
Randy Orton's hair.
Because your hair?
Because Orlando Pace's hair.
See, look. He got cuts, all the people. But see, I showed up with the cut one week, and Big O was looking at that rich cut like, damn, dog, where you going? You crispy right now.
Yeah, I mean, because he can't get in with the Jules. Because Jules was out there in Boston at the game. Mm-hmm. Like, he flies him out like, I need a haircut. I'm going to get you a flight. Like, he literally would just call him up and hit him up like.
All right, man. See, mm-hmm. We're going to talk later on about people flying out to different places. Actually, we'll table that.
But no, the crazy thing is like literally these and like he was telling me the crazy thing like about the Boston Celtics though is that they got a dude that ride up in a truck like a little mobile like
a food truck,
but it's a barber thing in there, and he tries to ride around to all the facilities. So he'll ride through the Boston, I mean the Celtics. He'll ride by the Patriots facility. He'll ride by the Red Sox. He ain't ride by the Bruins, but you
might
get the point.
Cutting up some Bruins.
Yeah, I mean.
Randy Orton getting cut up, some Bruins can get cut up.
Yeah, that's true, too. But I don't think that's in his route.
Slide by
route.
The WNBA. WNBA got a squad in Boston.
No, they don't have a squad in Boston. Oh. But I'm saying, but he slid through these different areas or whatever. And Jules said the dude slid through, but then they put a barber chair inside the Boston Celtics facility. And he said that everybody was like, well, shit, he cut your hair. Let me, after I get out the shower and stuff and dress up, go on and cut me. So homeboy was sitting outside thinking that everybody was going to come outside.
And they was coming out with fresh cuts? Barbershop polygamy, dog.
No. Then not other dudes, he said from the squad, I'll tell you off the air though who it was. From the Celtics, like, hey, can you, when you fly out, keep you another night if you want to kick it if you cut my hair.
Larry Bird. You cutting Larry Bird
hair.
Larry
Bird stays in Indiana. And probably Terrell Holt. Probably went back to Terrell Holt.
That's fair.
Because he's probably low key like
French
that.
Lick.
Yeah. But no, it is. I do feel bad about that. I feel very bad about
that. I don't know if my soul could take barbershop polygamy.
It's hard,
see,
man.
See, I'm a upstanding, faithful man. Because as everybody knows, noobs never cheat. So,
ooh, wow.
You know.
Really?
Yeah, noobs never cheat. Okay. So.
On in war.
Ever. In anything. Okay, so, yeah. Spades, they women. Cutting line in traffic without signaling, never. Noobs never cheat.
Okay.
So anyway, but I mean, I've got one barber, and it would be breaking a life bond if I went to another barber.
Yeah, it's your frat brother's home. What you gonna be?
I was in his wedding.
Right.
If you
but
have
no,
a
but,
brother,
but Jules was in. Well, I have a podcast with Jules though too though. So
oh my God,
you got to think though. It's a little bit more of a a little bit more of a you know what.
We did a whole barbershop episode on here, and then you went and started a whole nother podcast with another barber?
No, I've been doing that. Lando Cal is with Jules, Teddy, and JBRJ.
You got me involved in some shenanigans.
Yes, my barber is on the Lando Cal.
Oh, my God.
Rich, but that's been going on for 2 years.
Rich, I had no idea that these things was happening. Do you have other rappers you listen to besides Van?
Local ones? No.
Uh-huh.
Maybe Tef Paul a little bit.
Oh,
Rockwell.
Oh.
But he fuck with both of them, so it's all good.
Who are you? This is like Insecure when old dude was messing with old boy husband, and that was her girl.
Yeah, man.
And then the other dude called her out for it, and she got in her feelings.
And I know women that are listening, I'm like, that's fucked up that they're more arguing about this than a relationship cheating, though. It's definitely, I have a longer relationship with my barber than I will with a woman, no disrespect to any woman, wife included, in saying that.
Hey, there's a few things you're going to be the most faithful to in your life. Your sports team and your barber.
Yeah, man. They ain't never going to leave me.
Ever. I can't make...
Unless he comes shoot me in a parking lot or something, knowing like...
My sports team can make me mad, but I can't make my sports team mad. They don't even know I exist.
Mm-mm.
Well, except for the one that cuts me a check occasionally.
Unless your barber has sex with your wife or something.
Oh, that's a whole different thing.
Like on Real, like on the TV show Real.
Yeah, that's a different thing. You got to choose which one you go... Oh, man, that'll decimate you right there. You got to get a new barber and wife?
You might just move town at that point. Because you just... You got to start all over.
You cheat on... If your barber and your girl cheat together, and then they wearing a jersey for your favorite team at the same time, the foundation of your world has been rocked. There ain't nothing left of you.
You got to go. They got to go.
You rubble at this point. Your line ain't going to be bad. Your bed going to be empty. And you ain't going to have nobody to root for.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Nah, brother. No. All right, man. I got another question for the society, man.
Go.
Yo, I found out that a lot of people don't be ironing out here.
No, I don't.
How you go outside?
Because I get it taken to the cleaners.
You get all your clothes taken to the cleaners?
Dude, I like, real talk, I've been in the cleaners one time and spent $100.
Bruh, don't you gotta iron it?
And cash, too, because American cleaners don't even take cash, so I gotta go to the cash machine.
Because you paying into the mafia.
right. Now I be thinking about this, like, yo, are they flipping birds in the back?
Yes, they are. Yeah. Yeah, they are. Your money in there. It's dirty money. It's dirty fatty. Don't you gotta iron?
Slacks. I'm putting shirts, slacks, suits, everything, dog.
But what about stuff you gotta put in the dresser, though, when you get it back?
What do you mean? No, I hang them up.
You hang up every piece of clothing
just
you got?
Just about damn near.
Your t-shirts, too?
No, t-shirts, I throw them in the dryer. I wet them up a little bit, throw them in the dryer, and let them circle around a little bit. Especially t-shirts in the summer. By the time I get to the venue, it's already good to go.
But I could literally get this done in like 30 seconds hitting that iron.
Not doing that. I'm not bringing out the iron. You got to think all the prep time. It's like saying, I'm going to go cook some grilled cheeses real quick, but it's a gourmet grilled cheese. You got to bring out the bread. You got to bring out the cheese. You got to bring out the butter. You got to bring out all your garnish and all that. I ain't got time for that, man. I'm taking it to the cleaners.
Because
and I'm gonna hang them up.
You ain't got enough time to be faithful to your barber or to iron your clothes.
Goddamn right, nah.
What the fuck are you
doing?
I'll
take a little bit of wrinkle instead of ironing. Only time I iron is when I go out of town for work or I'm out of town and I have to wear my clothes to work and I have to, and it's like, damn, when you fold up some shit and it comes out fucking wrinkled from in your luggage, I'll iron then.
I iron clothes every day.
No, man, you crazy. Dude, I ain't ironed every day since 2001.
I iron a shirt on when people just come into the crib.
Nah, man, I ain't doing that shit. Fuck all that.
Is this a black thing?
No, it's a lot of black people. It's just like me. They take that shit to the cleaners.
I just don't want to pay another motherfucker to do what I can do.
And it's, the sad part is that if somebody shit don't be dirty, I just literally take it to the cleaners just for them to iron it.
I don't... See, the time that you spend to go do that and pick them up is time you could have ironed.
No, I spend $100 sometimes a month on cleaning bills. Because I will take all my work shirts. So I'll come in there with two or three trips. And they'll be like, they're sitting, no, hold on. And I go back to the car, bring in more shirts and more slacks.
This don't make no damn sense.
I know, man. It's horrible.
You be ironing your socks?
No, I'm not doing that. I used to iron my drawers back in the day, though.
Come on, man.
I taken drawers in there to the cleaner.
Did you stop ironing when you quit starching your pants up?
Yeah, it was around them days. Because, like, it's the thing, though, like, and then, like, because, like, this is the thing. I got spoiled. My first job out of college, they paid for us to get our laundry done while we traveled. So I got used to dropping off my shit at the laundromat and having them clean everything. It took me a while to get back to fucking getting. I had to date women for a while that would wash my clothes. That's like prerequisite. Like, you like washing clothes? And then, like, that was a part of the thing with it. Was I didn't wash my clothes myself from 2003 till 2010. I may wash them intermittently, but I would find women that I would date that would help me wash
you
my clothes.
You didn't wash clothes the entire Bush administration.
Not at all.
You voted for him now. You an elitist. You voted Republican.
But no, I mean, like, y'all, but I was cool with folding up clothes, so I would help fold up her, I would fold up her clothes, too, where I was dating. No, I just didn't like the process of washing, but I love to fold clothes. I'm cool with
I
that.
I hate folding clothes.
I love folding clothes. I watch TV, listen to music. I do all my kind of shit by folding clothes. So I'm cool with folding clothes. I just don't like the process of remembering to wash, number one.
Yo, if y'all
like, my shit overflowing right now.
I need to know, man. I need to know out here before we move on to the next. We got a couple
you
topics.
You know how bad I am before we even go to this? I have a cleaner's basket of stuff that just goes to the cleaners and then just a regular dirty clothes basket. They're the same size of baskets. Why are you blinking at me like that? I do. I have two baskets like that.
I feel like I don't even know you anymore. Or like I never knew you in the first place.
Hey, man.
I didn't know you was out here. All this time, I knew you. You was living your life not washing no clothes.
Yeah, man.
Or ironing.
Nope. I've had women iron for me, too, though. I've had a lot of women take help to hear me. Shout out to all the women that took care of me.
I've had very few women that had the tolerance to take care of me. I came across one, and I intend to hold it down. You don't fold my clothes, though. Yeah,
But I'm a dishwashing dude. I pick up other places, so it ain't like that. You know what I mean? So, you know.
I'm a dishwashing dude. Hey, shout out to all my dishwashing dudes out there. Like y'all have a meeting on every Wednesday or something.
We got a meetup app.
Now, yo, got a new thing to do with these pots, dog.
Dude, because I didn't have no dishwasher for some years, so I just got used to hand washing dishes.
Yeah, I didn't have a dishwasher until I got my current spot.
Yeah, I didn't have a dishwasher for years, man, so I was used to hand
washing. Like, I saw that dishwasher in there, and I said, ooh, this might have to do that.
This might be the place.
Might be the one for me. It's like when you see a chick across the bar. Some cats look across the bar and be like, damn, look at that ass. I was like, damn, look at that dishwasher.
Woo. It's all robust. They can get all my dishes in there.
I'm with that. Some room in this joker too. Two levels too. Say what?
Let's do it.
All right, man. We got to real quick. We got to have a moment for relating fake life to real life. So it's been about a week and a half or so now since UFC 228. UFC 228. Yeah, Conor McGregor.
It's 2 weeks. Yeah.
Against Khabib Nurmagomedov. And that fight got real niggerish. Let's just cut to the middle of it. That fight got mad niggerish in the middle of it. Like,
but they said Khabib is not even like that though. All
right, so here's you know, everybody knows by now. Look it up. You know, after the fight, Conor McGregor got tapped out by Khabib, retained his title that he had gotten when Conor was forced to vacate the title, and you know, tapped him out. And they'd had mad beef going into this. Conor had been going off talking about his family, called his daddy a snitch. Khabib is a Russian Muslim, mm-hmm, who doesn't drink alcohol. He was offering him whiskey. Mm-hmm. You know, he was disrespecting this man.
Came up on the bus.
Yeah, threw the dolly at the bus, hurt some people on his team, like did all this. And Khabib the entire time was just had that look on his face like, I got something for you, nigga. He's like, I ain't finna engage in none of these shenanigans. I ain't finna look at you.
I don't want this fight to be messed up. I want to make sure I get you in the ring.
He said, I'm finna take this out on that ass. Mm-hmm. He said, I ain't messing around with you. But anyway, at the end of it, he throws his mouthpiece at Conor and then jumps into the crowd to jump after his crew. Now, now let's just put this into straight up real life rules. Now, this is a combat sport. Mm-hmm. So you done settled this. You done whooped that ass. But then you feel
he's like, no, I got some of these motherfuckers out here too.
I ain't whooped enough ass yet. So you done hopped over the fence and went after some mo cats.
And then your brother or cousin or something jumps up in the ring. And like, then your people, Conor, it ain't over.
Yeah. You thought it was over, but it's only the beginning.
And Conor didn't even know what was gonna happen though. Conor was trying to get himself up though. That motherfucker hit that gate. He hit it like he almost scaled it. Like he was on him.
So my question is this. Is Khabib one of the realest niggas of all time?
I mean,
because the reason I ask you that is that he took it
to the streets.
He took it directly to the streets. Like, he had the fight as a warm up before taking it to the streets.
Yeah, I mean,
like he said, it ain't even about the bread. Y'all can hold that. I'm good. If y'all throw my people out the UFC, I'm gone too. Y'all can hold that bread. I ain't even about that. This is about respect.
Yeah, I mean, that's some...
Like, when you talk about the most authentic niggas of all time, Khabib Nurmagomedov from Russia got to be in there.
Yeah, he did. I mean, he came out. That's... I ain't seen nothing like that ever.
Real nigga roll call, dog. Shout out to my boy Khabib in the back.
Yeah, he can't say nothing.
With the Zangief hat on.
Yeah, he can't say nigga though. He could just stand there.
No, he can't say that. Yeah. But I mean, we know in our spirit that.
And it's all good, yeah. He's a kindred spirit.
That he a real one like Eminem.
Yeah. Damn, man. I was just thinking about how big.
One day we need to do a comprehensive list of the realest niggas that ain't niggas of all time.
Oh, that's a great list.
Yeah, we'll get on that. Not a bracket, just a list.
Just a list. We do need to talk about the bracket though at some point.
We'll get on that. We'll do that. We'll hit that. We'll hit that recap on the next OG hour.
Yeah. Oh yeah. The let the seed simmer on and everything. Yeah. Gotcha.
Because
yeah.
We'll probably have a new one to announce by that time too.
So what else we got next?
All right, man. It's time for a brand new segment called This Week in Racism.
This Week in Racism.
Brand new segment for you. We feel like there's so many racist things happening that we might as well, we have things to choose from. You know, there's so many. But this week, so every week going forward now, until racism is abolished, if you need any idea about the permanence of this segment, we're going to be doing This Week in Racism. This week's racist moment of the week comes right here in St. Louis when a white lady decided that a black man couldn't possibly be a tenant in the lofts that she lived in and decided to block him from entering his own building.
And even more, you see a rebuttal. She said that he never had a key fob. She let him in. I'm like, huh?
You opened the door for this brother.
And she said that he was asking and he pushed past her.
So he didn't have a key fob even though he got into his own crib.
Yeah, that's what
she was saying, show me your key. Like, I ain't got to show you nothing.
I got to show you shit, bitch.
So here's my thing. White people, why you feel like you need to be policing access for people? Like, how is that your God-given responsibility?
I never understood that.
To be like, to decide.
I just pay attention to my own shit so much, I wouldn't even have tripped off what the fuck he was. He probably could have robbed all them motherfuckers in there. I would have just kept it moving like,
but she just decides that it's her job that this brother don't live here. Are you that afraid living that you couldn't possibly imagine that this dude could be on the same level and living in the same place as you while you was walking your little bullshit dog and all of this? Like, come on now.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember, get her name. Darian Toles is the brother that went through the drama with her, but I think is her name Hillary or something?
I don't know. I saw the rebuttal. I had no interest in listening to the rebuttal on her side.
Yeah, I just read the rebuttal or whatnot. I think it's Hillary. Fuck it. Let's go with Hillary. This sounds like
real. It sounds like a Hillary type move.
Yeah. I'm not surprised about this shit, man. You got the other week where the chick said the little boy fell on her ass walking by, but the video showed that he didn't do none of that at all. And she was like, I need to call the police on a 9-year-old. I need to call the police. And then after they showed the video, she's like, but I never said that. Because, she said that she told them she was a cop. I'm police. And it was like, are you? She was like, I never said I was a police. And then they rolled back the tape though, and she said, I was a police. Like, just crazy dumb shit like that, man.
So they feel like it's their job.
I mean, and we've seen these situations happen over and over again in general. And this is not new shit. This shit been happening since we was younger. Before that, these motherfuckers just want to regulate everything that is within their midst. Like, the dude with the pool where the woman and her son was coming from the pool and he wanted them to, you need to show me the key in your lease or something. He was saying that you even here and all kind of dumb shit like that. And the chick in Oakland that said that they need to have a permit to barbecue at the park.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yo. And then the other one with the little girl selling lemonade, I think it was in New York, where she was saying they needed a permit for little kids selling lemonade on the corner. Like, just dumb shit like that, man.
Yeah, I mean, so you see that, and that's what's happening. So to sum it up, in This Week in Racism, we have an impossible, it's impossible for a brother to be living in a nice loft downtown, and that in this particular moment, that this unabashedly racist woman who's going to try to do everything other than say that she's that's the only reason why she blocked him, because she would not have blocked a dude that was looking like Tom Brokaw from walking in the crib.
Oh, not at all.
You know what I'm saying? Peter Parker was walking in. She had been like, oh, let me hold the door for you. But not for this young brother.
Hillary Thornton is her name.
Hillary Thornton.
Yeah.
Hillary Thornton. Yeah. Although you lost your job because of this and you on TV folding your hands, I hope you can afford your rent in the same building as that brother. Ooh. since you on the job market now.
Her ex-husband even had to put out a statement.
Her ex-husband.
Yeah. Or a strained husband, because they're not officially divorced.
Well.
And he was like, because people thought that she worked for his company.
Did say he got out ahead?
No, he was like, she don't work for my company no more. Don't fuck, I'm not fucking around
with her. I don't rock with that chick like that. That chick says she hates the NBA, but she loves the NHL.
that guy.
that chick. Well, congratulations here to sum up your week, because you are the inaugural winner of a mention in This Week. In racism.
This Week in Racism.
Brand new segment for you. We feel like there's so many racist things happening that we might as well. We have things to choose from. You know, there's so many. But this week, so every week going forward now, until racism is abolished, if you need any idea about the permanence of this segment, we're going to be doing This Week in Racism. This week's racist moment of the week comes right here in St. Louis, when a white lady decided that a black man couldn't possibly be a tenant in the lofts that she lived in, and decided to block him from entering his own building.
And even more, you see a rebuttal. She said that he never had a key fob. She let him in. I'm like, huh?
You opened the door for this brother.
And she said that he was asking, and he pushed past her.
So he didn't have a key fob, even though he got into his own crib.
Yeah, that's
she was saying, show me your key. Like, I ain't got to show you nothing.
I ain't got to show you shit, bitch.
So here's my thing. White people, why you feel like you need to be policing access for people? Like, how is that your God-given responsibility?
I never understood that.
To be like, to decide.
I just pay attention to my own shit so much, I wouldn't even have tripped off what the fuck he was. He probably could have robbed all them motherfuckers in there. I would have just kept it moving like,
but she just decides that it's her job that this brother don't live here. Are you that afraid living that you couldn't possibly imagine that this dude could be on the same level and living in the same place as you while you's walking your little bullshit dog and all of this? Like, come on now.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember, get her name. Darian Toles is the brother that went through the drama with her, but I think is her name Hillary or something?
I don't know. I saw the rebuttal. I had no interest in listening to the rebuttal on her side.
Yeah, I just read the rebuttal or whatnot. I think it's Hillary. Fuck it. Let's go with Hillary. This sounds like
it sounds like a Hillary type move.
Yeah. I'm not surprised about this shit, man. You got the other week where the chick said the little boy fell on her ass walking by, but the video showed that he didn't do none of that at all. And she was like, I need to call the police on a 9-year-old. I need to call the police. And then after they showed the video, she's like, but I never said that. Because, she said that she told them she was a cop. I'm police. And it was like, are you? She was like, I never said I was a police. And then they rolled back the tape, though, and she said, I was a police. Like, this crazy, dumb shit like that, man.
So they feel like it's their job.
I mean, and we've seen these situations happen over and over again in general. And this is not new shit. This shit been happening since we was younger. Before that, these motherfuckers just want to regulate everything that is within their midst. Like the dude with the pool where the woman and her son was coming from the pool when he went in. You need to show me the key in your lease or something. He was saying that you even here and all kind of dumb shit like that. And the chick in Oakland that said that they need to have a permit to barbecue at the park.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yo. And then the other one with the little girl selling lemonade, I think it was in New York, where she was saying they needed a permit for little kids selling lemonade on the corner. Like, just dumb shit like that, man.
Yeah, I mean, so you see that, and that's what's happening. So to sum it up, in This Week in Racism, we have an impossible it's impossible for a brother to be living in a nice loft downtown, and that in this particular moment that this unabashedly racist woman who's going to try to do everything other than say that she's that's the only reason why she blocked him, because she would not have blocked a dude that was looking like Tom Brokaw from walking in the crib.
Oh, not at all.
You know what I'm saying? Peter Parker was walking in. She had been like, oh, let me hold the door for you. But not for this young brother.
Hillary Thornton is her name.
Hillary Thornton.
Yeah.
Hillary Thornton, although you lost your job because of this and you on TV folding your hands, I hope you can afford your rent in the same building as that brother. Ooh. since you on the job market now.
Her ex-husband even had to put out a statement.
Her ex-husband?
Yeah. Or a strained husband, because they're not officially divorced.
Well.
And he was like, because people thought that she worked for his company.
Did say he got out ahead?
No, he was like, she don't work for my company no more. Don't fuck, I'm not fucking around
with I don't her. Rock with that chick like that. That chick says she hates the NBA, but she loves the NHL.
that guy.
that chick. Well, congratulations here to sum up your week, because you are the inaugural winner of a mention in This Week. In racism.
We're back with the main meat.
Pause.
Yeah. Depends how you look at this.
All right, man. So, I don't even know how to really
how to introduce the situation.
Yeah, like how you introduce this? Like
when Thotten when Thotten tries to take down the righteous, and then the righteous ends up looking better. And that's the way it feels to me. Maybe I'm just a different person the way I read it.
I mean, perhaps. I don't know. I really don't know what to do with this. Like, all right, so here's the thing. Here's where we're trying to go with this. It's like, you know, article came out.
Brittany Renner's been with a whole bunch of dudes.
Earlier this week, saying that Brittany Renner, who's Instagram model.
That's it.
That's all she does?
That's it.
Okay, cool. Good for her. Yo, shout out to the Instagram influencer Halloween costume that's out there. It's like a workout top.
Yeah.
And like some stretch pants. And
Instagram influencer. That is hilarious.
Yeah, it's like some of the best shade like of all time. But anyway, it came out that in an excerpt in a book that she's bringing out where she basically is just airing out all of her habits.
It's like a wannabe superhead joint.
Yeah. Like airing out all of her habits. Says that Colin Kaepernick made her pay for her own flights to come see him and have sex. Let me ask you this before we go into the exacts of this.
Yes.
When did the code get so just erased?
What do you mean? Meaning what?
Like, there was a time when things like this just wasn't getting just put out there just for the sake of doing
it. Superhead is the.
She's
the first tell-all book like that. It's particularly in the urban community. Yeah.
But you've been done so much thoughting and bopping on Instagram that you can write a whole book about your transgressions from it?
Yes.
I don't know, dog. There's some people that have been standing on a hill saying that if it was a dude, it would get celebrated. I'm like, no.
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 A dude's book every dude wants to potentially go back and have sex with every woman that they've had sex with already, though, regardless of they're married, not whatever. They don't want to mess that up in general unless they hate the woman.
Mm-hmm.
They always be like, I'm going to get back with Teresa and get hit it one more time. Like, that's just the concept of a man, though. We always don't want to fuck up any past land.
Right.
We don't do scorched earth policy.
Right.
Because we always think it's earth that we can go back to.
Exactly. Like, even if she can get married, moved on her whole life and all them things.
I'm always a phone call away.
I'm always there because I've been there.
What was the song by Chingy with Jason Weaver? One call away. There you go, right there.
Right.
That's it. Right. Every dude.
So, like, either way it goes, is that she's got a book out here where she's basically has, like, used pseudonyms for all of these different cats.
But they're not really pseudonyms because they make sense for who the fuck they are.
Right, exactly. So, like, again, why are you talking about Cap like this? Cap serving a higher purpose right now. You trying to throw...
And it was way before... Actually, to me, Cap came off better. He was saying, like, I don't know if your intentions are real or not, though, so if you want to come see me, you have to pay your own way.
Right. He made her earn her right.
Yeah. And the thing, we're only getting her side. Maybe he's like, hey, man, this bitch be Thotten.
Right.
I'm out. No.
Can I read the
excerpts.
The what they said this book is about.
Yeah.
This book, first of all, the book is called Judge This Cover. I don't even know what that's supposed to mean. But it's a liberating journey through the life and times of Brittany Renner. This book details the experiences of a woman whom some love and others love to hate. It's a behind-the-scenes look into her life. Some may categorize and prejudge without knowing her story, but here is her truth. Written in a raw and real voice with wittiness and humor, Brittany allows you to walk a mile in her shoes. Depending on your appetite for truth and reality, this book may make you laugh, cry, cringe, or all of the above. But you should never judge a book by its cover.
The last part is the killer part.
Are you kidding me? So, she's got names for all these different people here. Evan, flag on the play. That's Colin Kaepernick. Leon, soul tie with a songbird. Trey Songz. Frank, one and done. That's Drake. Yvonne, use your head. That's Tiger. Solomon, malpractice. Chris Brown. Hector, dancing with the devil. Lil Uzi Vert. And Seth, finding eyes. Casey Theriault. I don't know who that is.
He's a quarterback.
Quarterback for who?
Because I had to look him up. Well, I actually highlighted his name and went to the search.
For the Cucamonga Cracker Killers?
Man, he is.
Lutheran North?
Lutheran North.
Little Sisters of the Poor?
He looks like a guy that would date somebody like him. He's a white guy, though.
All right. So anyway, let's go into an excerpt here where she's talking about dating Colin Kaepernick, whom she claimed made her save her money and pay for her own flights to come and see him as a test to see if she was there for him or his money. Colin was the rebound dude after Casey, according to her. She broke up with Casey because he was treating her wrong. But if I remember correctly, she broke up with Casey to be with Colin. They first met in person while she was staying with White Cece and her family. If you read any of the old threads, you know exactly who I'm talking about.
We need to discuss Casey.
Hold on.
No. This detail is very important.
To what happens next?
To where he went to college at.
Okay.
If you can guess even the remote area he went to college in, I will go take you for 3 drinks right now.
You'd be taking me into my dining room. remote area?
Like,
I don't. That's impossible. It's the whole United States. I can't guess that.
Or the type of school he went to.
He went to community college.
No.
He went to Ivy League school?
No.
A public university?
Yes, but it's not the public university you would think would be a public university he would go to.
I don't know what we're doing.
He went to HBCU. He went to Jackson State.
Oh, well, no, I wouldn't.
Right, you wouldn't have got that shit at all.
I forget.
Shout out to Casey.
I forget about football.
He plays for the Granville. Oh, he's from Granville, Grand Rapids, Michigan. But he went to Jackson State. He plays for the European Champion League team.
Like NFL Europe, like on Madden 98?
Yeah.
Oh, well, good for him. Anyway. So this goes back to the discussion here about the book. They first met, her and Kaepernick, first met in person while she was staying with White Cece and her family. She took an expensive Uber ride to their house to meet him. He told her that he had slept with only 25 gals in his lifetime, and she said that was a lie.
How would she know that's a lie, though?
See?
He obviously didn't tell you much about him because you didn't stay around long to know that. How would you know that there's only 25 chicks?
In true Colin form, he told her that she had to pay for her own flights to see him, convinced her that this was a test to gauge her true intentions and interest, told her that if she's in it for the right reasons, she'll save her money for flights. There's more, but I'm going to pause this for a second. First of all, how old is this chick, 12? You need to save up your money? To come and see me? To set it out? So here's what happened in this situation right here. So this is a thought that thinks she getting the good dude treatment.
Mm-hmm.
So she like, oh,
he's nice.
He's nice. He's a good guy. But she didn't already slant because he didn't said, hey, it's only 25 pieces. To her, she looked at that like, this might as well be a virgin. even though he probably was lowballing it. But still.
We don't know the year. Is this right out of Nevada? Now, you got to keep in mind, nobody really checking for him like that. This early in the game? Is this before Super Bowl?
I don't know. By the time I was in college, number was at that point, though.
Right, but I'm just saying, you got to think he was adopted by white parents, grew up in outside Milwaukee. I'm just saying, he didn't maybe have access like you think he would, potentially.
You know I know this brother's
situation. Okay,
right?
Well, then I'll take it back. I forgot.
This dude ain't the star quarterback at the University of Nevada and a noob, and right. He out here with a lack of exposure. Right. And okay. He's an NFL quarterback in San Francisco.
Yeah.
There ain't no lack of exposure situation.
But my whole thing is, how would she know that, though?
Well, because she's used to what she's used to. Yeah. Remember, thought vision. Yeah. She got the thought goggles on.
Thought vision!
So, anyway.
It's like cable vision.
What ended up happening here, as this excerpt goes on, she was his best-kept secret. He hid her away like a community whore, while she was actually stayed with him for days and made his bed. He gave her forehead kisses before he left for practice. When it was time,
he wanted to kiss her on the lips on the way out the door.
He truly knew that he couldn't put his mouth on.
Yeah, he literally was like, no. Come here, up here, and pull her head down her top.
He was going to practice, and Cats is like, don't kiss that chick in the mouth.
Hershey over there.
Don't kiss her in the mouth.
Don't kiss her in the mouth, though.
Finally, when it was time for her to catch her flight back home, she asked when she was going to see him again. He said, and she quoted, "What I want to do and what I'm going to do are two different things, and that's all I'm going to say." It went downhill from there.
Now,
here's the answer. You're going to see him again when you save your money and buy another flight to come on back out.
You want to come through, you come through.
At least she didn't catch the NBA All-Star trip and buy that and get that one-way ticket and then get that second one. Now you stuck out there with no bread in your pocket and you can't get in the airport.
Now you're going to have to thought your way back home.
Now you got to pull a thought pocket out and thumb your way back to the crib.
We'll thought for food, like with the little sign.
You got to get you a job on amateur night to get you a flight back home.
Oh, my God. On that Tuesday amateur night, so you had to stay an extra two nights just to get back home.
Listen, there are a few things on earth that entertain me more than Whole Chronicles.
Yo,
there's just watching the logic play out and watching how it gets defended. You don't know my story. You don't know my plight. I'm pretty sure I do.
They're pretty similar.
I'm pretty
situations.
Sure there became a time in your life where you made a decision about what you was gonna do and what you wasn't gonna do. Same case for dudes.
Yeah,
they just decide, hey man, I'm going to go for it. Everybody, adults, you all have a chance to decide when you're going to be and when you're not.
It's easy. It's an easy peasy.
So I ain't letting nobody off the hook. So before you look at me and you say, it's a being sexist. Yeah. Like, no. Everybody has a choice.
Or justifying what their process is.
And if you write a whole book to justify it, you're doing too much.
That's the key, though, is you're doing too much. If you, like you said, a book.
I need to get some more excerpts from this. Let me see if we can get a copy of this donated for media purposes.
Oh, man, dude.
So we can read some more excerpts from the
some
whole
more
Chronicles.
Thought Chronicles.
Thought Chronicles, man. Every few episodes, we have some more Thought Chronicles.
This show's going to be called Thought Vision. You know, the sequel to Cable Vision. If anybody's old enough, y'all know that Cablevision was actually a provider of cable for a while.
I mean, like, her whole Instagram thread is just a struggle for attention.
Yeah,
it's
man.
Just, I got
She's 1992. She's born in 1992. I looked it up. 92.
I was in third grade.
I was in fifth grade.
Yeah.
Yeah, fifth grade. And she was just born, coming out the womb, finna be a thought. Who would ever knew?
A thought Royal Rumble.
But my thing is, like, before even people, like, I'm not judging anybody for their sexual activity or how they rock, but I do judge you when you want to put it all out there in books and put it all out there for, like, you making it a show, then let's make it a show then. Like, if you want your business to be out there like that, yeah, I fucked him, then I can make it a show, male or female.
Mm-hmm.
Like, with the Drake situation, he got that ugly-ass girl pregnant with the fucked-up nose. That's your fault, pimp. Hey, it is what it is. People going to be clowning her. She got a fat ass. But she got a horrible face. It's strictly from the Dog Pound song, Let's Play House. She got a body of a god, but face from hell. But oh, shit. Shout out to the Great Dog Pound, Dazz and Corrupt, Moon Rocks in Stores.
I mean, don't be dropping this stuff trying to drop some. You trying to get your paper star power up on the back of Cap.
Because if she thought it out,
I mean,
she's went through 7-8 dudes that she's mentioned. She's has only, the circle of trust said, you know what? We gonna have to vote you off this thought island.
There's new up and comers that is rising in the ranks.
It's always a new thought victim. And born every day, as they say.
And you got some of the heavy hitters in there, Trey Songz and Chris Brown.
And they're older now too. They in their 30s. Mm-hmm. They can go get a dude, Zion Williamson, right out of Duke. Mm-hmm. They have to dip down now. You mm-hmm. know.
They got to find the new money.
It's always a new one. Coming off the, just like with like the old heads used to say, it's a new 18-year-old every day.
Thought targets. I'd like to see the
thought targets.
The thought targets that's scoped through the thought vision.
Look, it's even crazier now. They have thought like booking agencies, like for the dudes over in Dubai and shit. But they be, you know, they be paying for chicks to come over there, yes, and shit.
Absolutely.
So they basically have like services where they be like, oh, it's gonna be 20 grand. I get 20 grand. You come and fuck me for a week, week and a half, and get the kid in Dubai, all expenses paid. Type shit.
Mm-hmm.
Thought market.
I mean, if you could get it, get it.
Yeah.
But
and I ain't mad at you getting your hustle with your paper.
Do what you gotta do. I mean, if they, hey,
get your
if
paper.
You got, if you got a sellable talent, sell that talent. But at the end of the day, do realize, don't be coming back at other people who got something to say about how you going about it.
And don't be writing no books about
don't
it.
Don't be writing no books about it.
If you're going to write a book about it, be 70 or something. You know, like, fuck it. Everybody don't give a fuck no more.
Don't be trying to leech off of people who getting their stuff the on the right, on not on the right way, but getting their stuff on the straight and narrow.
Yeah, and that's, it could be a dude, too. If a dude wrote a book the same way, like, I used to mess with Jada Pinkett, Sanaa Lathan, and Vivica Fox back in the 90s. Tell-all book. How about you a sucker-ass dude, too?
Yeah, right.
Like,
they
why
whole,
are you?
They
why,
got whole other lives.
Like, they got families and they married and shit. Like, what are you doing?
Colin Kaepernick in a whole relationship.
Colin Kaepernick out here trying to fight for us.
Fighting for black rights, and you out here trying to expose the brother for. But then, but
and
then,
I think that's going back. That's if she was smart, she should have taken that part out. That's going to be her. That's the. It's a gift and a curse because people going to. But I think that's going to be her downfall. This people like fuck that book. You fuck. We ride. I ride with Cap.
Right. Right.
If Captain raped you, we ride with him. Like, that's going to be like, if it was consensual, oh, well,
you
we ride
here,
with
you
him.
You out here making this bed and trying to get some fame off of him because he looked at you as a stopping pop. And you thought that you found and you thought that up. You found the good guy come up.
Because he probably had her out in a nice little area. Because that's probably, he probably had her out. He probably lived far out of San Francisco. He might have been Dirt Diggler and told her to fly out of Oakland. And then she had to take that long Uber from Oakland to San Francisco. Or she got cheap and flew into Oakland instead of flying in San Francisco and had to take that expensive Uber because she was cheap.
Oh, yeah. He didn't have nothing to do with booking that travel.
Yeah.
She had to get to the doorstep.
Yeah. So she might even call like, okay, I'll pay for my flight, but he'll pay for my Uber. She probably was thinking normal thought tendencies. Mm-hmm. They're like, okay, he just wanted me to book the flight. When I get there, she might have come, like, hey, I'm just getting in the airport. Oh, where you at? Oh, I'm in the Oakland airport. Okay, cool. I'm going to text you the address. I'll see you soon. And she was like, fuck, I got to take an Uber from Oakland to San Francisco.
Logging into that Bank of America app. He already had to tell her to save her money to buy a plane ticket.
Or is she in somebody else's inbox, like, hey, baby, can you cash at me $500?
Probably.
Me and my girls is... in Vegas, make up some random city, and I just need like a little extra $500 to gamble with. So many different directions with thought vision.
the thought abilities are endless.
Oh man! Before we get out of here, man, I just want to give love to Fred Durst and ICP.
Oh, yeah.
Before we wrap it up, where I forgot all the niggas from ICP names, man. But they do have the Juggalos.
Shaggy Too Dope.
Shaggy Too Dope is his name. But they have the run into the Juggalos or it's the Juggalos. It's like literally go online, it's a documentary about it. It's crazy shit. Like literally they have a get head line. Like dudes are standing in line to get head from a random chick. And she just sucks dick all day. And it's kinda like a kissing
like a glory hole?
No, like a kissing booth. Like people come in and come out, like it's women that come in and come out just suck your dick. or whatever. And you just, it's free.
Isn't that
There's no charge. It's a free kissing booth, a free sucking booth.
Got to pass on that.
Yeah, exactly. It's too much going on there.
Yeah, I got to pass.
But it's like, I forgot, it's Night of the Juggalos or like the Run of the Juggalos or something like that. Y'all check that out, but Shaggy.
Yeah, y'all check that out.
No.
Tell us what you find.
No. I'm talking about the documentary. I ain't saying y'all to go to it because they only drink like Faygo. It's like all these different rules they have.
Faygo.
It's a Juggalo thing. Juggalos have their own religion, dog. That's why y'all need to watch this fucking documentary.
How the fuck does Faygo end up in a religion?
Because it's like, or it's Faygo or Fanta, one of them.
Either or.
Yeah, it's some low budget shit. It's either one of them. I think it may be, it's whichever one is produced in Michigan is the one. I think it's Fanta or Faygo. Whichever one is produced in Michigan, because they're from Michigan, is what the Juggalos drink.
Okay.
But Shaggy Too Dope, they've been having beef with Fred Durst for years, though, whatever. He was fed up for some reason.
I didn't know Fred Durst was still out here.
I didn't either.
I thought he had got a job or something.
No, I thought he was just sitting on his paper. Just like,
I thought something came out saying he got a job.
Like he's working at Home Depot?
Yeah. I swear to God, I thought I saw that a couple months ago.
And then he does, Shaggy Too Dope tries to run out, and he tries to drop kick him, but like he had all the trajectory correct, but he just drops straight down, and then he gets his ass kicked by the security, and then Fred Durst laughs at him.
So I thought that when you said this, I turned it on looking for Shaggy. It wasn't me, Shaggy.
No. Oh, Shaggy, that Shaggy is actually an ex-Marine that wouldn't have popped.
Yes.
Yeah. That Shaggy would have got his target.
Shaggy would have Shawn Michaels kicked him in the back of the head and put him down.
Yeah, this Shaggy is a dude drinking Faygos and fucking 40s all his whole life, you know, in ICP. And he missed that dropkick, man. And it made me realize that there is a whole underground thing of white people events that we still never ever experience.
I'm good on it too.
It's a certain level of like, we've been transcending, living our lives. You get to experience a lot of different people, a lot of different places, a lot of different cultures. Mm-hmm. That's one culture that we'll never experience. At least for me. I can't speak for you. You might be a fuck around with the jungle juggalos one night. It's a weekend.
In a lot of places and a lot of random. You ain't been around no juggalos. I don't think I've been there, no.
All right, so we got some dope episodes coming up soon. OG Hour will be back in a few weeks as well.
Yeah, man, we got all of your questions for Orlando. He definitely.
So we ain't lose. We ain't forgot y'all questions.
No, y'all good. Y'all good. We got him out here. We're going to save him for him. He definitely will be back. He was excited about it. Looking forward to doing it again. Also, man, you're going to see some new promotion coming with the show. We're going to be relabeling it, dropping it. So a couple of new channels the show will be available through as well. Going to try to get all of our back library up too, so that you can go back and check some of the original shows.
But iTunes
and some
people,
of the,
they know they can go back through iTunes.
Yeah. But we, you know, some new website platform is going to be kicking off and stuff where you can go get it and really see it from a different platform.
Yeah,
too,
and so it's going to expand everything we're doing. So thank y'all for listening. Emails as always, straightolc@gmail.com, Straight Out Lowcast fan page on Facebook, Twitter, straightolc as well, Instagram. You hit Matt up at Cheap C Fan. Hit me up at Dig Game ISU. Twitter, same thing for both of us. Mine's just Dig Game on there, not ISU on it. But thank y'all for listening as always. Keep it popping as always. Peace.